Nice, Sam.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
First item of business this morning is the bid award for the records management facility roof replacement. The engineering department opened bids for the roof replacement project 1408 on September 24th. There were a total of three bids submitted, and a copy of the bid summary was submitted with your council packets. The project scope involves the removal of existing roof and insulation and replaced with new insulation and roofing. As part of our bid, we had a contingent bid item to increase the board insulation to 3 inches minimum, and we would recommend exercising that option after discussions with Grounds Doug Stokely, as currently there is no insulation in the roof or ceiling of this facility. The pre-bid meeting was held on August 19th, 2014 in the South Conference Room on the third floor. Contract term is 75 consecutive calendar days with a 30-day flexible start. And the lowest responsible bidder is CTA Roofing of Newark, Delaware, with a base bid of $101,000, a contingent bid item of $6,000 for a total bid of $107,000. Engineer's estimates for the project was $120,000, and that was due to a question on asbestos in the roofing. That has been found to be true, and they will be, they have to do a concentrated asbestos removal.
Wow.
That easy.
Must be a big roof.
It is a big roof. It's an old roof, so that's a lot of it.
This is our old 911 center, Mrs. Deaver.
Okay.
Located out by the communication towers.
Back in the early 80s, I think, probably.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to what they're doing, too. I'm just looking at that number. That's a big one.
Mr. Phillips?
Was this built with bomb shelter design concrete? Throughout?
If it's not, it pretty much looks like a bunker.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes. I can answer that question. You know, the standards in 1970s for this particular structure, it is bomb resistant. So, yeah, the walls are 3 feet thick, and the roof itself is, I think,
there's
a 12-inch concrete,
of concrete
pad on as a roof. But no insulation.
During an emergency, is there a room for the county council?
Yeah, we'd like to. I'd like to go there. I was thinking of transferring over there.
Yeah. Somebody want to wait till we get the roof on? It's a little.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Izzo, does a lot of air get through a foot of concrete?
I think there, as much as anything, they have a problem with condensation. As Mr. Stokely, speaking to Mr. Stokely, who spends more time in the facility than I do, he feels like the additional insulation would be a benefit temperature-wise, but also would be a benefit for the humidity of the building. We do store documents there, and we have a problem with condensation as well.
That's a very good point. Thank you.
Any more questions of council? Okay, you have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 1408 Records Management Facility Roof Replacement be awarded to CTA Roofing of Newark, Delaware at the bid amount of $107,000.
Oh, I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Next, sir.
All right, my second presentation is the results from a public hearing held for the Angola North expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And on September 18th, 2014, the engineering department held a public hearing for the Angola North expansion at Connolly's United Methodist Church on Jolins Way. We had 62 people who signed in. That doesn't mean there wasn't more. That's just what we have recorded. The engineering department made their presentation of the proposed boundary, which is what you see before you now. This boundary includes 196 parcels, two manufactured home parks, which we estimate to contain approximately 48 residents. We haven't done a field study yet, and Sunset Lane Condominiums, which we know it's at least three units because we've heard from them, but we think are somewhere between four and six. The engineering department made their presentation of the estimated user costs. Ms. Jennings was there to make that presentation. With a 100-foot home, our estimated annual cost is $1,178. And we also presented a schedule to those people. With the public hearing being the 18th, hopefully adoption of the final boundary today. We're working on our facility plan and environmental assessment just to trying to secure some funding. We'd like to start construction in October of 2015 with a system operational by October 2016. And with that proposed schedule, that would give the customers the 1 year from system operational would give them till October 2017 to connect.
2017 to connect. Yeah. I know they're very happy because they've been telling me all their work.
Along with that, we had Ron Graber from DENREC there to make his presentation on their new septic regulations, which is basically 1,000 foot from waterways. And what you see in red is the their map of 1,000 feet from the run the waterway.
I'm gonna walk away. The area that we're talking about right now follows along this creek, comes mm-hmm. down here, down long, includes Love Creek Woods. Mm-hmm. And kind of to give you a briefing of the boundary, it runs from the Love Creek Bridge west to Peddler's Village, mm-hmm. includes Fox Hollow to the north, and goes down as far as Love Creek Woods to the south.
That should help Love Creek when that gets going. Had some problems.
Now, prior to our meeting, here's works. Prior to our meeting, a resident of Fox Hollow gave a petition to Mr. Izzo with signatures asking to be excluded from our boundary. There were approximately 19 signatures on that petition. There was also some confusion as to the residents of Love Creek Woods as to their desire for service. We stated that we'd leave the public record open until Sunday, September 28th, to receive written comments either in support or objection to the proposal and clarify the Love Creek Woods desire. Before we adjourned, Mr. Izzo asked for a show of hands of those in support and those in not. Overall, in favor was 35 with 18 opposed. And then he asked for by community. He asked them to raise hands. And from Fox Hollow, we had 7 in favor and 12 opposed. And from Love Creek Woods, we had 18 in favor and 2 opposed. We did receive some letters before that September 28th deadline. And we had three actually additional people asking to be excluded, and one resident over here along Sunset Lane that had just installed a new septic system and has concerns whether she can afford our system after just paying for that system. And we've been talking with the county administrator about a way to maybe relieve something for somebody that's installed a new system, mm-hmm. and we're going to work on that in the future. We also received 3 letters from Sunset Lane Condominiums that with their desire to be included. And we received the clarification from Love Creek Woods of the community's desire to be included in the project. And we also received another email expressing one person in Fox Hollow and his 2 neighbors would like to be included.
Mm-hmm. What are they using right now? Septic?
On-site septics.
Privately developed central systems at all individual septics?
All individual septics.
Any cesspools?
That we know of. We do know that there's something in one of the mobile home parks where they flow back to like a holding tank and mm-hmm. they pump that out. Mm-hmm. We're not sure exactly how often they're doing that or whatever. So basically out of over 200 parcels and residents, we had 21 that are saying they are not in favor of our expansion.
Don't we have some grants from the state for people who have very, very low incomes? Isn't there
yes.
There's some help.
And when we hold our public hearing, we actually give them all that information
right.
in their packet
okay.
mm-hmm. so that they can contact whoever in the county that they need. There's, mm-hmm. I think there's 4 different options or 3 different options mm-hmm. in there of where they can go for assistance.
And in general, is the soils in this area not good for septics, or are they, is it a good area, you know, good soils? Or I mean, what are the soils issues with for these people who say they don't think
we,
they want
we know
the
that Peddler's Village is actually on a holding tank because their septic, I think, has already failed, and they pump, I think, daily or
that's
weekly.
Accessible.
I'm not sure what it is. We also know that they're, we've heard from some parcels, and we're pretty sure they're right along this creek bed in Fox Hollow that are vacant, that will not perk. They can't do anything with them. They can't sell them. There was one couple at the public hearing that said between them and his brother, they owned five that they could do basically nothing with, but we didn't receive a letter from them, so we couldn't really give you, couldn't really plot them on the map because we're not sure where they're at. We know of some failures in Love Creek Woods. That's why they're interested. And we know of one cesspool, I think, on Sunset Lane that he's having an issue.
I just wish you
could
that
be means
done
there's probably
sooner.
More, but we know of one. So at this point in time, the engineering department is recommending that we proceed with the boundary that we have proposed. But if you, you know, take a look at the red opposition and council decides they want to do something with Fox Hollow, we could amend the boundary to take them out. But
what are the options?
Our concern is if we take them out, it's going to, it could potentially increase our costs unless we can locate some more grant money, because you lose some front footage, you lose customers. And we just feel that that's an area that, you know, you're in Denrick's 1,000-foot zone. We know there's issues. We still feel strongly that it should be included.
We're going to have to, is what you're saying?
What's that?
Being in that 1,000-foot zone, we kind of have to, don't we?
They,
or when does that happen?
They, you kind of got to read into how it works. Mm-hmm. There's a, if they go to sell, it's tested. If there's a cesspool, they definitely have to upgrade.
Yeah.
I don't know that they've gotten to the point where if it's a on-site septic, they absolutely have to upgrade yet, but that's coming from what we've heard.
New systems would have to be to the higher level. Much more expensive.
Not mound systems or anything.
Beyond that, with the extra treatment unit.
More expensive than
that? Yeah, anything. If they would try to build a new house in here now, it has to have the upgraded system, which we're hearing $20,000 to $25,000 per septic system.
And an annual maintenance contract
yes.
as well.
Well, Love Creek is under siege, and I think this is great news.
But what do you think, roughly, what it's going to cost us to put it in?
Construction total is about 3.8.
Per household.
Their user costs are for a home with a 100 front foot for a front foot assessment, including their annual service charge, would be about $1,178 a year.
A year.
Mm-hmm. And they feel like it's free now.
Most of them, yes.
Well, that one with that new septic system definitely is free.
well, she's probably still paying for it.
Well, it's
yeah, it's it, but it's in the ground now, and
she don't
she's
use
moving.
It. No,
yep.
She's you lose it.
Agreed. That's why we decided we needed to look at something with anybody that has got caught with installing these newer systems. That we need to look at a way to alleviate that pain or do something.
Well, what do you recommend we do about those folks who are opting out?
The county engineering department at this point in time, our thought is we include the original boundary as proposed to include Fox Hollow,
right,
and include everything that we have in our original boundary. We've done a lot of research. We've worked hard to get the grant money that we can get to get the cost to where we can. We know that there's some people out there that are they're not going to be happy, but there's always somebody that's not happy with what we're proposing. But we just figure out over 200 homes, and we got about 21 that are saying no, that's about 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That means 90% out there either agree with us or just didn't bother to respond.
Mm-hmm.
We, Mrs. Deaver, we met yesterday, administration and engineering, and I guess my position is I would recommend that we go forward with the boundary as presented as well. This is the business the county's in, which is septic elimination. This is right at the headwaters of Love Creek, which is a tributary to Rehoboth Bay.
Big trouble.
The numbers work for us, and this is the next project in our queue. So
the numbers work for us, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes. Okay. According to Mrs. Jennings and the numbers that we have in front of us, we usually, but we don't want to say this, always, but we usually come in with lower rates than what is presented. So we're hopeful that that will occur this time as well. So I would echo Mr. Ashman and engineering that we would recommend the boundary as presented.
Phillips has a question.
As an expansion, we have the ability to do this without a referendum.
Correct.
If we had a referendum on this, if this was not an expansion but a new district, is it a simple majority required, or is it?
If we hold a referendum, it's a simple majority of those that attend the referendum.
And given the numbers that you have, we have more than a simple majority in favor of this.
We feel we do. I mean, the problem is you have those that just didn't bother to respond versus those that have responded.
And what is that percentage again? That did not respond. Of the overall. Did we have that?
I mean, other than just using the straw vote at the public hearing, we had 35 yeses and was it 8 noes? No, there was more than that. There's 35 to 17, I think. We had 35 in favor and 18 opposed. So
that's all. That's
about 50%.
Out of all the people, and total users would be how many? 200.
There's over 200 parcels, plus there's two mobile home parks and a condo.
So over, well over 200.
I would say over 200.
I don't. With the mobile home parks, that's right. We don't go to the owners. We go to I would just suggest possibly doing another mailing. Maybe, you know, mailings are cheap. I can't imagine they're that expensive, Mr. Vince. But is there a time frame that we're stuck with? Oh, we are with a time frame. Okay.
We are under a time frame.
Okay.
John, go into detail about the time crunch we're under.
The state law requires that 30 days from the time we post a project, you must adopt a resolution on the revised boundary, or we go back through the entire process, we repost, we have another public hearing, and we come back to it again.
Okay.
Normally, we give you a week for deferment. We almost always try to do that. But in this case, where we allowed the week for the people to make written comments to us, we've basically burnt your week for deferment.
Well, this is really inevitable is what you're saying because of the 1,000-foot rule. It's what eventually.
Yeah, the only thing I see is with the strong opposition from Fox Hollow, but I feel like 19 out of them, and there's 85 lots in there. There's still a lot of people that we haven't heard from,
mm-hmm.
And if they're opposed, we've heard from them. So I think we've heard from the ones that are opposed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I feel like the majority of the other ones are either in support or don't care.
If we adopt the resolution, that's what we're required to do right now,
today,
right?
Yes, adopt the resolution.
After that, once we adopt the resolution, what is the next time frame? Is there another time frame we're stuck with?
We'll go into design and construction, design bidding and construction at that point in time.
So once we adopt the resolution, that's finalized. We've committed to it.
We've committed to do the construction and installation and service to these residents.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions of council?
I sort of feel like Mr. Cole. I think they should have been had the right to vote.
Well, no, I just was at a hearing last night, and there's so many people that weren't, there was a thing about notification and stuff, and that was a. With a transient area that we live in, a lot of people are in and out. And then when you own lots, sometimes you don't focus in on it as much if it's vacant. I didn't know if we had the ability to try to target just the ones that did not respond one more time, that might be, not an expensive way. I think holding a referendum would be cumbersome and costly.
Well,
we don't have time.
What I'm hearing is we don't have time and we don't have the ability to do that, maybe.
Normally with the referendums for a larger area, that's when we go for the referendums.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had the large support from Love Creek Woods and we've had the other support from, Peddler's Village and that, we felt stronger going with an annexation versus a referendum, just because the referendums are more cumbersome and we already have an adjacent district.
Yeah.
That's why we went for the annexation.
And all the green is what now?
All the greens are yeses. Basically, the reds are your noes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. If we use the Route 24 as a dividing line, you wouldn't have the numbers to make your.
Can you show? We have an alternative map too that shows without Fox Hollow, so you can.
This is without Fox Hollow. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if we do that, then rates go up about 60 to 65.
Oh, no,
our
that's
estimate
bad.
Now.
That's bad.
We could, you know, we could somehow recoup, you know, another $350,000 in grants or reduce construction costs,
yeah.
Some combination of that. We could probably get it back down to the numbers that we advertise.
But then again, our concern is you have these parcels that are laying right here on the, I mean,
on
this is
creek.
A creek that directly
feeds right
in. I just want to
make sure you understand the
options.
Well,
no, they'll be once they find out, we'll be the first ones to hear from them that we've, how can we get included?
Yeah, that's just our concern.
Is it possible, Mike, to go with the bigger, the other site plan, and then reduce it to this later, even though we adopt a resolution? Can we make some kind of an executive decision along the way that...
all you could do would be just not run the lines in there to connect them. That would be the only option that would be available. Once you add them in the district, they're in the sewer district,
uh-huh.
So if we run a line past their house, they have to connect.
In other words, we could create a district that may maybe not run the lines.
You would have to give us a
directive. Maybe stage it or something.
Would that slow this down terribly?
Well, again, it's just a cost thing. We wouldn't be collecting the front footage from Fox Hollow.
All those people, right.
The other rates for the other people go up a little bit. It's kind of like one or the other. Either rates
so
go
later
up
on
a little
we,
bit or you include
later on, we could make that decision. The council could to say that it's not to service it at this point?
It would be a first, but I would think, yeah, you have that ability.
I don't think we should.
No, I'm
the
not.
The question is, then how do you deal with somebody who says, okay, I've got a vacant lot, I want to come build
what
my
now?
House.
Yeah, I want to know. Right, right.
There's not a line there in front of my house. I thought I was in the sewer district.
Yeah.
And then to bring back a contractor... after the fact, later on, would be
everything
more.
Would be worth more money. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the part of Love Creek that's closed to
yes.
to shellfish?
Okay. Oh, everything. Yeah.
So you want
you don't want to swim in it. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's
you
closed.
Don't want to take a chance.
More questions, the council? Okay.
You have a motion?
Mr. Rupp should have a copy of the resolution if he would like to read it, or if you have a directive as to how.
The resolution is it's entitled a resolution to extend the boundary of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include the area known as Angola North from Love Creek West to Peddler's Village, being situated in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
All right, and I'll do it second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
This is Mr. Cole's district.
Half and half.
Half and half. What you had
they're actually from 24 South is Mr. Cole's and 24 North
See?
Is Ms. Deaver's.
We share that.
So it's primarily Ms. Deaver's constituents who have
That's
the concerns.
Right. I'll take it. I'll take the hit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to defer to.
They furnish their own water, right? They don't have. There's no water involved here.
Yeah, there's no water involved from us.
They got their own well.
Yep.
Any more questions of council?
Love Creek Woods does have water, but not from us.
Tide water.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It is now time, 10:45. It's amazing, a long time. Now time for our public hearing, Mr. Rudd.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. Yes, this